You're listening to the weekly Portland podcast. For a complete list of episodes, visit pdxpod.com or find us on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Remember to like, share, and subscribe.
Adam Garcia is the creative director, designer, and illustrator at the Portland-based studio The Pressure. He also hosts the amazing Stumptown Spelling Bee and collaborated with Kanye West on the Nike Air Yeezy 2. Adam was a featured speaker in this year's TEDx Portland conference, and a chat with Adam took place before his presentation, How to Be a Verb. Here's a sample.
I've been telling stories since I was a little kid, initially via games like Dungeons and Dragons, in which we'd create these vast collaborative narratives as a group, literally world-building with words, literally. Later on, I immersed myself in hip-hop culture as a dancer and a graffiti writer and a rapper, and that was a world of this kind of active character creation. It was myth-making through music and language. Like David said, I currently host a spelling bee here in town for the last 6 years, in which we use language as a basis for participation and play. I run an etymology blog, which visualizes the history of words, and I even recently started working on my own constructed fictional language just for fun.
My name is Gregory Day with the Weekly Portland Podcast, also at pdxpod.com. So let's meet our special guest today, Adam Garcia of The Pressure. Did you actually work with users face-to-face, or was it sort of an email thing?
Yeah, it was exciting. It was a lot of phone conversations, and it was when I was exiting Nike. He was starting a new Adidas project, and he had a team that was already working on his project for Adidas, and his own like Donda team was also working on it, and he wanted someone with a different point of view, and I'd worked with him previously at Nike, so he reached out, and even though I was working on some Nike stuff, I refused to turn down the opportunity to, you know, work directly with
you,
this guy.
Are you a fan? Are you a fan of Adidas?
I'm a fan.
Yeah, that's great.
Everyone's complicated, but I think as an artist with a vision, I respect that vision, the kind of like relentless drive towards you know, art.
Relentless drive towards art. That's how I would characterize you. You really mix it up. You got a spelling bee going on. You throw parties. Is that correct?
Sure. Yeah. Try to help people have exciting experiences in whatever way I can. Yeah.
And this sort of eclectic sort of experience, is that what thepressure.org is all about?
Yeah, it's a personal creative studio that then turned into an agency for a little bit. And right now it's kind of back to this personal solo studio where I'm kind of a nucleus of a collaborative network. And we do all sorts of projects all around the idea of working with great people, whether large or large businesses or small businesses, a lot of music stuff.
For the last 15 years as a designer, I've worked in the music industry, at agencies, freelance, most recently at a big company, which I left in 2012 to start my own business, my own agency, because that's what I thought that designers like me were supposed to do. I had made a model off of what I saw the people that I looked up to doing, and many of my peers that I was trying to keep up with, many of whom are here today, and I realized that I was chasing a dream that wasn't even really my dream at all.
I'm really interested in language as well, and how language shapes, I guess, human experience. So this whole talk is going to be about framing one's life via metaphor and semantics and some exciting ways that I've found ways to do that in my own life. After this started happening, I went and read this book called How to Deliver a TED Talk, and it was like 120 points, and I became incredibly overwhelmed with this kind of like formula that they created, and I learned it and then tried to unlearn it. And then working with Pete Lewis, who's an amazing coach, and listening to David, they have there are certain things that they think people want from TED Talks, and I found myself constantly kind of negotiating between what I wanted to say and what I guess being more objective with thinking about an audience and what an audience might want to hear, you know, while still keeping my authentic voice. So the process, you know, 26, 27 revisions of the same talk, 3 complete rewrites, and we're all incredibly busy. So I'm sure you'll hear from Ben and Steve, hopefully similar processes.
How is How has this whole process sharpened you as an individual?
I don't know yet. I'm really excited about the conversation that's going to come from it, you know? Can we swear?
Oh, absolutely. I encourage it.
Yeah, I mean, there's times where I was working on it, I kept saying to Pete, like, I'm very passionate about what I'm talking about, but I'm not a linguist or an English scholar, and I'm talking about these things that are specifically about, like, philosophy of language. And I frame it by saying I'm a designer and an artist first, but this is what I'm interested in. So where are the lines between being on stage in front of all these people and feeling like I'm the perfect mixture of I know what I'm talking about and I'm utterly full of shit? Well, when we talk about feelings or the mind, these kind of concepts, we often talk about things being inside or outside of us. I'm in love with her. That went over my head. I'm feeling a little out of it today. And when we try to conceptualize time, for example, we talk about events being literally in front of or behind us. I'm looking forward to the after party. Things were better back when there were more record stores.
I've spoken to Kathy. She wrote the book that you're referencing, and she said that the 10X Portland convention is actually the biggest in the Northwest, Pacific Northwest, even bigger than 10X Seattle. So no pressure. No pressure at all.
Thanks, Gregory. My personal journey is based on creativity, whatever that means. You know, that's part of the reason I've started calling myself just in the last couple months. Instead of saying I'm a designer first, I started saying I'm an artist first.
Chasing your dreams, following your bliss, the pursuit of happiness, all in this search for meaning. Think about those words, chasing, pursuing, following. These words have this kind of survival-based idea, right? They propose a predator-prey relationship to concepts that we create ourselves. Dreams and happiness, those are things that we realize we make real ourselves. They're not creatures that hide in the bushes that we go and catch with a net. We are not the same people we were yesterday. You're not going to be the same person you are tomorrow. Maybe by thinking about the words that you use, you can reframe yourself and not be other people's ideas of what you're supposed to be. And maybe by thinking about the words that you use to define yourself, you can reframe your life as I have mine. You're a human being. Be a verb. Redefine yourself. Unfold your world.
Anything you'd like to say to the folks that are going to be attending TEDx Portland and that did go, if it's there, afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited and humbled to even be a part at all, and I'm excited to see all the other talks. I'm sure they're going to be great, yeah. And hopefully have some conversations with people during and after. Yeah,
I love it. I love that answer because it is a very special event. Thank you so much, Adam.
Thank
really
you.
Really appreciate you taking the time out to speak with us today.
For sure, appreciate
and
it.
And I'm really looking forward to your talk.
Hello. I'm Bob from Skynet. Greg has been terminated. I'm the captain now. Here's Adam speaking at the Weapons of Mass Creation Festival about his favorite subject, etymology.
Etymology is the history of words. I've always been interested in history. Avocado, literally in Aztec, in the language Nahuatl, means testicle. Yeah, you get it. You put that together. The word bikini comes from the Bikini Atoll in the Marshall Islands, where the A-bomb was tested during World War II. And supposedly, when the bikini first came out after World War II, it had that same effect on men. So that's why it's called the bikini. The word berserk comes from an Old Norse word that literally means bear shirt. Because the Norse warriors would wear the skin of bears to summon their energy and to embody the spirit of the bear before going into battle, going into war. The word color comes from the Latin word colos, which literally means covering. So it's the idea of these tribal people wearing this covering. The word mascot comes from the French word mascot, with two T's and an E. I can't pronounce it because I don't speak French, which means a talisman or a charm. So the word mascot, the original meaning was that by having this thing when you're playing your sport of choice, it represented you and it was a talisman that would help you achieve success. For the word salary, which comes from the Latin word salarium, which literally means how much a soldier is paid,
for one day's work in salt, because throughout history, salt has been incredibly important, especially as a form of currency before money existed. And there's a book called Salt that's great. If you guys get a chance to read it, check it out.
Doing research for this episode, I did learn a lot about etymology. I hope you've learned something today. My name is Gregory Day.
Greg has been terminated.
No, I haven't. Now be quiet. This has been a presentation of the Weekly Portland Podcast. We're on every Monday. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and just remember, I'll be back.